こんばんは、みなさん、お元気ですか？
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing? Okay, so recently, I figured out that many of you have struggles with finding a partner or a subject that you need to talk with your partner about. Okay, let me give you a great advice. First of all, about the partner finding thing. You don't really need a partner to practice your English speaking with.Really, I'm talking about this. I'm an only child. I never had any friends. And basically, I practice my English speaking with Miss Wall. Yes, you heard me right. Look around. Yeah, just turn your head around. You'll see a wall in your room. That wall can be your best friend because you can talk with them for hours in English. You can, I don't know, keep them waiting if you want.And they'll never say anything, because they don't have a mouth. Yeah, you heard me right. Practice it with the wall, practice it with the door, anything, anything around you. People who say, oh, we want a partner, and spend hours on finding a partner, are just using this as an excuse, because they're lazy. They don't want to find a partner, they don't want to practice, they just here to show off something. Seriously. That's it. And the second thing,If you found a partner, you don't know what kind of subject I should talk about with them. Okay, let me tell you one thing. You don't really need any subject either. You heard me right. You don't really need a subject. You can just randomly pull something in. Like for the example, I personally love the historical movies or series like Marie Antoinette or The Great.I remember this because once I was talking with one of my native friends about our life, and then I just randomly pulled up this movie, and then I was like, hey, have you watched The Great? She was like, no, I haven't watched it. And then I started to explain for her what this series is all about, who are the actors, who is the dress designers, and blah, 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 blah. And we spent literally 5 hours just talking about the movie,serious that she didn't even watch it, but I did. And she handled me all the time. I was explaining what the movie was all about, and she loved it, and she then went to watch it. That was it. So basically, I practiced my English speaking for 5 hours about some random subject that my partner, I mean, not partner, she was just a friend, so wasn't really practicing anything.I just randomly pulled up something and we talked about it for 5 hours. Like, what can be better than this? So, first of all, you don't really need a partner. You can talk with the wall. Yes, for hours. And if you found a partner, good for you! You can now pull a random subject in. Like a movie, a TV series, your crush, your friend, your career, anything.And trust me, it will be fun. Because even if they don't understand what you're talking about, they will also say something. I hope this is a good advice. I mean, I'm sure it is if you take it seriously and stop using the, hey, I want a partner thingy as an excuse. Don't do that, really. If you really want to practice and you really, really, really want to improve, then you should start talking with the wall for hours, not like they're a friend. Yeah. Okay, I hope you have a good day or night, whatever.And I wish you all good luck. Bye-bye.